This is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
It's America's Money Program. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Dave is on the line in Colorado. Hello, Dave. Welcome.
First, I'd like to thank you for all your help and advice over the years. Our Market Timer subscribers, elderly couple, one of us a little over 70, the other just coming up on 70. We have a net worth of a little over $2 million. Little over $1.3 million in a balanced Vanguard portfolio, with 200 of that being in a Roth. We're in the 25% tax bracket, and we may have done a bad thing here, but we fell in love with the Florida property, and it's going to take about $200,000 to do it, and we'd like your advice on the best plan for doing that. We are debt-free, and we'd like to stay that way. But then again, we've got to pay for it somehow.
I think I'd probably pay cash for this property, $200,000 out of $2 million. It's still going to be on your balance sheet as an asset. It'll just be a real estate asset. I think I'd be paying cash for this property. Where in Florida is it?
It's Central Florida, between Orlando and Tampa.
Okay.
North right. of Lakeland.
Just north of Lakeland, Florida, right. Well, I would say that, I would raise $200,000. Let me ask you, how are you allocated right now? You mentioned the $2 million. How are you allocated? For example, do you have any money right now in short-term investments? Otherwise known as cash these days.
We only have $20,000 in a joint account that is not qualified money. The rest of it is allocated in a balanced portfolio there, and I think
that's
the answer to your question is $20,000 in cash.
Yeah, well, that's more along the lines of contingency or emergency money, so we're not going to count that. I would say that it's good for you to have a little money laying around in case of an emergency, so I think $20,000 would stay there. I would raise the $200,000 out of your balanced portfolio then. That's where your money is that's available without, without taking money out of tax-deferred or tax-privileged plans. That's where your money is, apparently. Is that right? The $1.25 million or so is personal money in a balanced portfolio, or is that tax-privileged?
It's all tax-privileged. I guess the Roth is also tax-privileged, but...
So how much do you have in a Roth?
200.
Oh, okay, 200 in Roth. Now, you have access to that without any taxes?
Correct.
Oh, well, then that's kind of a no-brainer, I would have to say. Dave, we're not going to take money out of an account that's going to trigger taxes when we have money sitting in an account that would not trigger taxes. So we're going to take the Roth and buy the property.
Well, that's my inclination.
I think you're right.
I just wanted to check with you because of the conventional wisdom seemed to be that would be the last that you would withdraw.
Well, wait a minute. If that were the case, then that would mean you would have to take the money out of your account that would make it taxable, and you'd have to pay taxes on everything you take out, which means you'd have to take out more than $200,000 to get $200,000. If you're in a 25% bracket, you'd have to take out $270,000, $280,000 to wind up with $200,000.
Probably more than that.
Who wants to do that when you can take out $200,000 and not pay taxes? I mean, for me, this is a no-brainer.
I think you're exactly right, because taking that money out of the qualified accounts would would bump us up in the tax bracket as well.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Dave. Dave checking in from Colorado, where he listens to the great KNUS Radio Denver. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend talking about subjects financial. Dan's on the line listening to the mighty WLS Chicago. Hello, Dan.
A brand new listener. I'm 29 years old, and I was wondering if I can get your recommendation on an IRA.
Sure. Fire away. Go ahead, Dan.
I was wondering if you can give me some options on based on on your experience on which ones would be good to get into.
I'll tell you something. This can be done very simply, especially at your age of 29, and I congratulate you on getting started on your IRA program while you're in your 20s. This can be done very, very simply through one type of fund, which is a no-load mutual fund that invests in the total stock market index. Now, you can purchase this fund for minimal expenses at places like Vanguard, at places like Fidelity. Very, very low expenses. Total stock market index. I think Fidelity calls it the Fidelity Spartan Total Market Index. Vanguard calls it the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index. Point is, you get a high level of diversification in this. You get a minimal level of annual expense takeout, very, very close to zero. It's very tiny. It's more along the lines of well under 0.25% a year. And you can make additions to it as you wish on an ongoing basis and get started with it. So, yeah, I would say I would go with either Vanguard or Fidelity in their total stock market index. And, Dan, I think you'll be on your way.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Always great to hear from Money Talk listeners in their 20s, getting started, getting on that investment path, because that is the beginning. That Dan is an example of a caller right at the beginning of that road that we talk about that leads all the way out to the land of critical mass, the place where you are living from your investment income, perhaps any other income that you've earned along the way that's coming to you, but you're also using your investment income from your portfolio in order to make ends meet. And boy, that is a wonderful position to be in, because then you get back your time. You recapture your most valuable asset along with your health is your time. And you recapture your time to use it as you wish. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do. So, Dan, we wish you the very best as you embark toward that land of critical mass. Just a wonderful thing to think about, too. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue. You can do it right there very easily. Go to bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature. That's all there is to it. You can do that, by the way, right there at bobbrinker.com. More to come. Stay with us on Money Talk.
Money Talk.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. Stitch Fix offers clothing and accessories for women on the go, selected by personal stylists and delivered right to your door. Chief Operating Officer Julie Bornstein says, "Our entire business is centered on making shopping more convenient, so it was vital to select a shipping provider that could provide that level of service." Julie knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service. Priority you.
Why should you trust in the U.S. Postal Service to deliver for your business? Because when you ship with us, your business becomes our business. Whether you have 3 employees or 300, you'll have a nationwide fleet of delivery trucks working for you. We make more e-commerce deliveries to homes than anyone else in the country. See what we can do for you at usps.com/4business. United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick.
He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Staying healthy is difficult. You've got health questions, I've got health answers. I'm Dr. Bob Martz, and tune into my show Sunday morning at 10, right after the Motorman. Sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Chia Omega at finer health food stores.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Hey guys, Dr. Drew. I want to talk to you about New Method Wellness. It's Orange County's premier addiction treatment center. They offer individualized treatment programs catering to each client's needs. In addition to drug treatment, they can handle dual diagnosis for co-occurring disorders such as mood disorders, bipolar, depression, generalized anxiety disorder. They have a well-trained, compassionate staff with over 300 years of collective sobriety amongst them. In addition to standard therapies, New Method offers holistic therapy for clients, including outdoor therapy, equine therapy, art therapy, acupuncture, and more. They put their emphasis where it counts, on extended aftercare and connecting patients with their alumni. They have extensive alumni programs, which provides long-term sobriety tools and a stable, sober community for all of their clients. And you will not be disappointed by the environment and the amenities. If you or someone you know needs help, call New Method Wellness at 844-35-SOBER. That is 844-35-SOBER. Or go to newmethodwellness.com/Dr. Drew. New Method Wellness, not your usual treatment center.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk, where it's all about the money. David is with us in New York. Hello, David. David, it's your turn. Welcome.
How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I'm 51 years old. I've been listening to Money Talk since 1996. I subscribe to the Market Timer and the Fixed Income Letter as well. I consider myself a pretty well-educated investor, but I feel like if for some reason I no longer had your guidance, on the stock side, I would pretty much know what to do. I would just buy a low-cost index fund for my stock portion of my portfolio. But even though I understand, the basics like duration, as far as the fixed income is concerned, without guidance, I would start to feel a little confused about how to put together a fixed income portfolio. And I'm wondering whether there's a good starting book that, would educate me on how to handle the fixed income side of my investments if I no longer had your guidance.
Well, I think that without any question, you can simplify your bond market investments in various ways. One of the ways is to pay attention to the duration of your portfolio and make sure the duration of your portfolio is consistent with your interest rate outlook. Now, that is one of the key things that you can do. If you think there's a likelihood of a significant rise in interest rates, you can adjust your duration accordingly. If you think that interest rates are likely to stay in a relatively narrow range, you can make the appropriate duration adjustments. The other thing to remember is quality. Now, quality is something that you want to analyze in your portfolio as to how much risk you're willing to take on a quality basis. Because you have two levels of risk in a bond market portfolio. One is interest rate risk. If you're in long bonds and rates go up, you're going to get slammed as your principal value declines. And that's something that's mathematical. There's no way around it. You want to be aware of that risk. And certainly if you expect that to happen, you want to adjust your duration accordingly. As far as quality is concerned, when the economy is stable to improving, the quality is less of a consideration. When the economy is heading toward a recession, you want to be highly sensitive to the quality of the investments in your portfolio. And I think that those are the key factors. You mentioned you subscribe to the newsletters. You have excellent input coming in there. And I think you're on pretty sound footing. Now, if you want to avoid all of this, you can avoid all of this, all of the pyrotechnics of the bond market, by simply putting together a fully FDIC-insured ladder of certificates of deposit. You can decide on the average duration of that ladder by how long you go out on those certificates of deposit. You know, you can buy CDs that go out for years. You can also buy them for the short term. So you can adjust the duration of your portfolio. If you choose to go the fully FDIC insured route, you can do it that way as well. And you don't take any principal risk because you're fully FDIC insured on the principal and interest on such a portfolio. And so those are the thoughts, and good question. I appreciate the call. Let's get out to Jackson. Tom, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Long-time listener and market-timer subscriber. I'd like your opinion on these managed payout funds that are popular now.
Well, I mean, if you think that a managed payout fund is going to work for you, it's going to produce a certain level of income on a consistent basis, if that's the route you want to go down, then I would implore you to do two things. One, go with a no-load fund to save yourself the sales charges that go with loaded funds that make no sense to me. Those charges make no sense to me. The other thing to do would be go with a fund with a low expense ratio, especially on managed payout, which is a fairly simple program to follow for a manager, to go with low expenses so that you keep the money in your account.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Good to hear from you. Good question as well. Dennis is in Topeka. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, Bob, I was kind of curious on what your feelings were about purchasing unit investment trusts.
Do you have one in mind?
On unit investment trusts.
Yeah, do you have a unit investment trust in mind when you ask that question?
Well, I've been approached about purchasing different ones that just cover a basket of stocks similar to an ETF, but they're held for a longer period of time.
That's kind of scary, because the fact that you've been approached means that there's a salesman involved in this deal.
Correct.
What is the commission and what is the annual expense?
I cannot tell you.
Well, we can't do business on that basis, can we? No. We would have to know the commission rate. It's probably up front. Bad news, Dennis. It's probably coming out of your pocket on day one. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about in a moment. But it's probably coming out on day one. Money's going right into the pocket of the salespeople. Good for them, not so good for you. So that money's gone. Then there might be some annual expense or custodian or other costs involved in owning it. These are the questions You go back to the salesperson and you ask. Now, one could also ask, what's the point of all this when I can buy the total stock market index, no load, with a minimal expense? So what would be the point of this when you can just do that?
Well, I can't really tell you other than, you know, they're just, I took it that they were similar to an ETF other than the fact that they
held for a
length of time.
Well, okay, all right. There's presumably some termination date involved.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the benefit of that would be to you in a stock portfolio, frankly. You know, the companies are going to go on. The companies are not going to terminate. The companies are going to go on. So just because they establish some date where they're going to sell out the units, sell out the holdings in the units and distribute the money, I'm not sure what the benefit of that is, since if you own, let's talk about ETFs, right? If you own spiders or if you own the total stock market index, if you own those ETFs, those are ETFs, if you own those, you get no loads, so you save that commission you would otherwise pay on this unit investment deal. You get minimal expenses, very low. And you can sell it anytime you want to sell it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the benefit, I'm looking for benefits,
right.
And all I'm getting is negatives.
Well, I think that the length of time on these was about 15 months, but what kind of worried me most was the liquidity of them.
Well, there's a good point, and that's something you want to check about because that is a big deal. And there's another reason to own something like a spider or VTI ETF, because in that case, ATF, of course, is exchange-traded fund for the uninitiated or our new listeners, because in that case, you're liquid all the time. Any business day, you can turn it into cash.
Correct.
I appreciate it, Dennis. I think
okay.
you just made a pretty good case for not doing it.
That sounds good to me. Okay.
Appreciate the call. Good news for Dennis, not so good news for the salesperson, perhaps, but we're more interested in you, frankly. No, actually, we're entirely interested in you on Money Talk. That's what our program is all about. You can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your iPhone. That's called Money Talk On Demand. And with Money Talk On Demand, you listen whenever you like, wherever you go. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. Sign up at bobbrinker.com at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Very easily done. It is America's Money Program, Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-900-1043 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-900-1043. 800-900-1043.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Summer's almost over, but we've saved the best for last. Labor Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys like the high-efficiency Maytag steam top-load washer and electric steam dryer, just $4.98 each. Better hurry. Summer's not the only thing going fast. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed, at the Labor Day savings event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Ah, Labor Day weekend. 3 days away from the office. Now, if you could only get away from the kids.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Now I know why some animals eat their young. Happy Labor Day weekend from Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Whether you're caught up in a struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you are always welcome right here on Money Talk. Let's get Vivian on the line in Marco Island, Florida. Hello, Vivian.
Hello.
Welcome. Vivian, hello. You're on Money Talk. Welcome. You're on Money Talk.
Yes, Bob.
That's my name. That's my name.
Okay, great. We've been listening to you, my husband and I, who passed away since in October of last year. But anyways, we listened to you since 1980s. We subscribed to your newsletter since 1990s. And because of you, we did make our critical mass. And this is the situation. The situation is I have an IRA account that I don't know whether I should withdraw from it or should I try to live off of the dividends that I'm getting from multiple mutual funds.
Let me ask you a question, Vivian. At that, we're very sorry for your loss. Let me ask you this question. Would you benefit from additional income? Would you like to have additional income?
I really don't think I need it at this time, but I'm at that age, which I think maybe I should start.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you're not yet required to take a required minimum distribution, if you're not at that point yet, then you don't have to take it. And if you don't need it, then why take it? I mean, because you're going to be taxed on it anyway. So here's what I would say. I would say that when you get to a point where you need additional income, even if that's prior to your RMD mandate, then I would say, yeah, go ahead, take some additional income out as you need it. Pay the taxes mm-hmm. on it. It's fine. But remember this, that if you decide not to take anything out in the earlier years, once you get to that mandated RMD point, then you're going to have to take that mandated RMD. Because if you don't, the penalties are very severe, Vivian. Thank you for calling from Marco Island. Doug is in Topeka. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Doug. I wanted to thank you. I've been a longtime listener. I've been listening to the program since the early 90s when I was a medical resident working about 100 hours a week, and I thought it would be wise to learn as much as I could about finance, and through listening to your program, I've been able to, I would say, get to the point of critical mass, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, congratulations.
I've been very thankful to you, so I wanted to, over the years, thank you for the great bit of advice and the things I've learned about finance.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I didn't have a specific question. I just wanted to thank you. Critical mass has been met, and the only thing I have to figure out is what to do with time in the future.
That's a wonderful problem to have.
I'm still working really, really hard, and I need to figure out if that's what I like to do the most or something else.
See if you're really Warren Buffett, right?
Yeah. If work is my hobby or not, I do have some other hobbies, but anyway, I just wanted to thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the call.
You've been a big blessing to my family.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for the
thank
call
you.
And thanks for the kind words. Let's get out to Kalamazoo. Greg, welcome. Good to have you with us. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Bob.
What's up?
Earlier today, you had a caller that mentioned a managed payout fund, and I don't recall ever seeing anything like that in your newsletter. Could you explain how a managed payout fund works, and how does it differ from an annuity?
A managed payout fund is designed to provide regular monthly payouts that, in theory, will keep pace with inflation so that you can cover your expenses in retirement. Now, you can do this, by the way, by withdrawing money from your account on an annual withdrawal basis, right? Or even on a monthly basis through an annual program. You could assign, let's say, a 4% withdrawal rate. You could have your own. You have your own payout by doing it that way. But that's what it's all about. You get payment amounts that are established at the beginning of the year. They're maintained for the full year. They're expected to remain constant for the full 12-month period. You start the 12-month period at the beginning of the year. And guess what? Guess what the typical target is for the annual distribution rate? Take a guess.
I have no idea.
4%.
Ah.
And does that sound familiar?
The magic 4%.
The magic 4%. So there you go. So it's very similar to, well, it's almost like a copy, isn't it? It's a copy of what we've recommended for 29 years on Money Talk, which is to consider a 4% withdrawal rate, to establish it at the beginning of the year, and to review it every year. It sounds like an exact copy of what we've talked about.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend. Talking about subjects financial, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina. William, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I have an asset allocation question for
you. Sure.
And I'm blessed with this problem, but I'm retired. I'm a 50-50 split asset allocation, and 50% on the equity side is all no load, all your recommendations basically in portfolio 3. But the 50% that I have in fixed income includes a number of funds with which you would be familiar or make recommendations. But I also have a great deal of I bonds. And my problem is that I'm getting to the point where almost one half of my fixed income allocation, which will be approaching almost $500,000, will be in I bonds with a fixed rate of 1.30%. And it had always been my intention to hold on to these things. And, you know, obviously I have no duration. My duration for the total fixed income portfolio is below one. Last I measured it, it's 0.7. I have no recommended withdrawal requirements by the government. I take the money out when I do, whenever I want to do it. So I have complete control, and, of course, you know, life is good, and generally these things are earning, have earned any place from 30 to 200 basis points over the U.S. Treasury 10-year. I mean, life is good. But the point is now that half of my fixed income portfolio is in these I bonds. Should I let that go any higher?
I think I would hold on to those, and I think the reason I would hold on to those is because you have a base rate of 1.3. So you have an investment that has no duration risk because they're redeemable, and in addition, you have an investment that is paying you a base rate of 1.3. In addition to that, it's protecting you fully against inflation. Now, even though there's very little inflation right now, it's protecting you longer term against the risk of inflation. Not that I'm expecting inflation right now, because I'm not expecting much change in inflation right now. I think it's going to stay low. But I think that having that protection is something that is to your benefit. So I don't have any problem. Remember, you have just said that you have been earning between 30 and 200 basis points above the yield on the 10-year Treasury on these investments. So I think what you should do, William, is give yourself a giant pat on the back.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very pleased.
I think you should be, and I'm pleased that you own them. Today, if you try to buy these I-bonds, the base rate is close to zero. It's minimal. You can't buy an I-bond today with all of those provisions, including the tax privileges that you get on deferring the income from taxation, and the protection against inflation. You can't buy an I-bond today at 1.3%. They're not available. The base rate is tiny on today's I-bond. And Lee is on the line listening to the great KKOH Radio Reno. Hello, Lee.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing great. What's up?
I have a question for you. This has been plaguing me for a while. In your market timer, you have an income portfolio. Now, when you have a fixed income portfolio, isn't that a dynamic situation? And if they're constantly buying new bonds, and new bonds are maturing, and they're buying new bonds to replace those?
It is a dynamic situation, yes.
So when you're going this, if I get this thing going forward, when the interest rates start going up again, then this will, since it's dynamic, will also change. So I won't lose anything necessarily by buying buying an income portfolio now.
Well, there are times when income portfolios go down in net asset value. The income continues to roll in. The income continues to come in. But there are times during what you described as rising rates when the net asset value of a portfolio can decline. And usually it will decline in concert with the duration. So if you have a bond fund with a duration of 10, well, if rates go up 1%, you should expect that bond fund to go down in net asset value about 10%. You'll still get your income, but the net asset value would react to the duration. That's the way it works.
Okay, so all right. That's a question I have. Can I ask another brief question?
Sure.
I have some friends of mine I'm trying to help out. They have more than $3 million in assets, And they have in that assets of like over almost $2 million of that is in a cash account. So it's in a brokerage account. And I'm trying to figure out for them, they've asked my help. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to create an income stream. And I'm using I'm thinking about suggesting them they use like a 4% based on the cash account. And that would include interest income, dividend income, and capital gains. Is that a realistic approach?
That's what I use. I use a 4% guideline for an annual withdrawal rate to be reviewed every year on a one-year basis. You take a look at how it's doing. And the way you generate that 4% is similar to what you're saying, because you have three streams, you have three potential cash flow streams that can contribute to that 4% annual withdrawal amount that you want in the form of cash flow. And those streams are your interest income on your interest-bearing investments, your cash dividends on your stocks or mutual funds of stocks, and your capital gains distributions that are paid out usually on the equity mutual funds. There can be minor payouts on bond funds, but for the most part, your capital gains payouts are going to come in your equity funds or balanced funds. So you have these three components. You add them all together. They're going to vary from year to year, especially the capital gains component is going to vary from year to year. What does that mean? That means there would be some years when you could have about 4% in income from interest, dividends, and capital appreciation. You could have about 4%. And so there you would have it. You would just take the money, and there you'd have your 4% cash flow right there. Or another outcome is you could get more. Maybe it's a big capital gains year. We had that enormous stock market year in 2013 with the 30% returns in 1 year. Maybe you could get a gigantic year with an outsized capital gains distribution. Well, you could just reinvest. You can reinvest the amount above 4% back into the portfolio. Take your 4%, reinvest the rest. Another outcome is you could have less than 4% in distributions. Maybe your income from interest and dividends and capital gains in a given year is less than 4%. Then you can make up the difference by doing a liquidation of a small number of shares to bring you to 4%. Those are the three possible outcomes. But from my point of view, this is a workable way to take a 4% annual withdrawal rate on a portfolio, a diversified portfolio, a balanced portfolio is what we're talking about. And at the same time, if your rate of return is above 4% over time, you're reinvesting that excess in the portfolio. That's a hedge against inflation. That's the reason you're reinvesting, is to protect the purchasing power of that portfolio. And I think that's a portfolio, if you review it every year to make sure you're on track, heading in the right direction, I think that's a portfolio that makes a lot of sense in that situation. Kathy is on the line in Chicagoland. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. I'm calling on behalf of my 12-year-old son, Matthew.
Yeah.
He just inherited $10,000, and
right.
He was wondering how he should go about investing it.
Well, you know, how investment savvy is this young sprout, Kathy?
He's just learning.
Just learning?
Yeah, he's just learning.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, if I were a 12-year-old starting out as an investor, then I'd be looking at something like the total stock market index. Now, there's a very low-cost one at Vanguard, a very low-cost one at Fidelity. There's the Fidelity Spartan total stock market. There's the Vanguard total stock market. Either one's fine with me, but I would get started with that type of a fund with the initial minimum and then dollar cost average into the fund over time. And I mean, I think at the age of 12, I think that you should have enough time to be able to make that work. And that is the route that I would go, Kathy. That's a great question. I thank you for calling. Always great to hear from the mighty WLS Chicago on America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Retrievers, Labrador.
Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to MetroPCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a MetroPCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. MetroPCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Classic programs clash as an epic kickoff weekend continues tonight.
Holy
Brian Kelly and the Fighting Irish begin their playoff pursuit in Austin as they take on Charlie Strong and the Longhorns.
How about that fight? Touchdown!
Primetime college football presented by Capital One. Number 10 Notre Dame versus Texas. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and streaming live on the ESPN app and watch ESPN.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, you like free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, KABC is on a mission to hook you up with tickets to the hottest concerts, comedy shows, movie premieres, theme parks, restaurants, gift cards, cash books, DVDs, hats, t-shirts, fans, money,
Ooh.
Well, pretty much anything that we can get our hands on.
Gimme.
But before, hang on a second, you can get your hands on these cool prizes, there are a couple of rules.
KABC on-air contests are open to legal U.S. residents age 18 or older at the time of entry who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, or Ventura counties.
Employees of Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated, its parent company, affiliates, related entities, and subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, prize providers, advertising agencies, other radio stations serving the listening area, and immediate family members and household members of all such employees are not eligible to participate.
Listeners may only win once every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Limit one entry per person unless otherwise stated.
Winners are responsible for all taxes associated with any prize. For prizes valued at over $600 in any calendar year, winners will be issued a 1099 form. No transfer or substitution of prizes.
Prizes may not be redeemed for cash, auctioned, or sold, and must be claimed by the winner at the station during normal business hours with valid USID. Once notified, prizes must be claimed within 30 days and a release signed, or prizes forfeited.
A complete copy of the rules can be obtained at the offices of any radio station owned and or operated by Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated or by visiting kabc.com/contest-rules.
This is Money Talk.
Bob is on the line listening to the mighty WLS Chicago. Hello, Bob.
Bob, I have a question. What happens to some of these people when they win millions of dollars in, let's say, the lotto? Where do they put that money where it's safe? I mean, let's say you're a winner, a $50 million winner, and you happen to put $1 million in one bank. And a couple of weeks or months later, the bank goes broke. What happens to that money that's in there if it's only insured for, let's say, $250,000? Do they lose all that money?
Bob, a lot of the money that's been won in lottery payoffs has been frittered away and lost, but not that way. The way it has happened has been through mismanagement, that has been a key way. Remember, a lot of the people will not take the cash payout, the discounted cash payout. A lot of people take the annual amounts, the annuity payout of the stream. So, you know, generally in a lot of the lottery payouts, you have your choice. But if you elect to take the lump sum, the discounted present value of the future or of the total payout, then what happens is you pay a huge tax bill, obviously a huge tax bill in some states. Well, in California, it could be as high as 57% your tax bill. If you won $50 million in taxable income in the lottery in California, yeah, I guess it'd be about 57%. The top federal rate, the Affordable Care Act, the Unaffordable Care Act tax, and then the state income tax pile it all together, you'd be about 57%.
Okay,
so,
but that
so then what's left, very frequently, because the average lottery winner has no acumen whatsoever in financial management or investment, and many of them fritter it away.
So if they put it in the bank and the bank goes broke, they lose that money?
I don't know that anybody would be that stupid, Bob. They know there's a $250,000 per insured account limit. They certainly would be told right away if they had more than that, hopefully by any bank officer, that there are a number of options available to spread the risk if you want to put it in a bank. I'm not sure they'd even put it in a bank given the current rates, but I don't think you have to be so stupid as to take all your money into one bank, have the bank go under, and lose everything but $250,000.
Right, you would
that
divide
seems,
the money up.
That just seems idiotic to me. To do
right,
that.
Right. Okay, Bob, thank you very much.
Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship, our program coordinator, Ravi Chandran, producer, Meredith Oakes, and our technical directors, Angel Bordon and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.